1968, the year of my first bell-bottom pants. Well, technically they were considered flares, not the big floppy bell-bottoms, but it was still a fashion leap for me. I am usually hesitant to jump on the bandwagon of the latest craze. I remember asking, why do I need email? I eventually catch up. Maybe that conservative nature is why it took me so long to allow my faith to go deeper. Church and God were always present in my family, but it was not always an intentional part of my daily life. It was a crisis that opened me to the possibility of spiritual growth. God's response included people reaching out to me. Some simply tried to help me out of the consuming darkness, while others knew of the holes that could only be filled by God. Guides for my spiritual journey have not been limited to those with seminary credentials. You may be one of those who helped me step out of the darkness. Maybe it was intentional words or an action directed to me, or simply your example, demonstrating a path for me to follow. Today, the opportunity may exist for you to be that guide to someone else, or maybe you need a friend to walk with you. We do not know the age, the time, or the place when life experiences may place us on either side of the relationship. I hope I am prepared to be there for one who may benefit from my journey, but more than prepared, I pray I am willing and attentive so I do not miss the opportunity. It is of far greater value than a trendy piece of faith-themed jewelry or song on the radio. It is the lasting good news, the relationship with God lasting far longer than the trendy style of my bell-bottoms, far beyond 2 minutes more.